Welcome to another Sunday online. You can also catch this sermon and worship time on, the sermon on our North Star Mennonite Church website. It's a beautiful time to be in Saskatchewan because the canola fields are flowering. So we have stunning sunshine from the ground up. It's a time of year I always look forward to. It's another sign of God's blessing and God's love of beauty. Also, the crops are healthy and plentiful with the rain we have had in this area. So we have much to be thankful for. We also welcome Eileen Clausen-Ham from MCC Saskatchewan, who is bringing us the meditation. She invites us to celebrate MCC's 100 years of partnering with the North American congregations and helping people around the world. She is the Saskatchewan Provincial Director. Don't get uptight about, if you look at the sermon notes on our website, there's a lot of pages, but there's a lot of pictures. So just invite you to use that as a resource. Come, let us worship. We gather in the presence of God. We gather to worship and praise. We gather in joy and expectancy. We gather in beauty and wonder. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. Speak your word of life to us, O God. And listen to these words from 2 Corinthians 5. This is one of the scriptures Eileen uses. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore God's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And let's continue with some prayer and confession. Creator God, in you we live and move and have our being. You alone have been our help and guide through good times and bad. You alone give us the strength we need to face the challenges around us. To you alone will be rest for our bodies and souls. To you we turn for wisdom. In your presence we will find peace and comfort we long for. Fill us with your strength, Spirit, in this time of worship. Open our minds and hearts so that we may see you as you, so that we may see as you see, love as you love, and follow your ways for the sake of Christ our Lord. God, who sees and knows our inmost thoughts and our thoughtless actions, the truth of our lives is this. We are often impetuous and do not seek your wisdom. We are often stubborn and do not practice mercy. We are often arrogant and do not act with love. We are often anxious and do not trust in you. Forgive who we have been, amend who we are, and direct who we shall be, for the sake of Christ our Lord. And then hear these words of pardon. Dear friends, remember that God is slow to anger and quick to forgive, kind and gracious to all. Know that our sins are forgiven through the grace of Jesus Christ, and forgive those who have sinned against us, as he taught us. God of wisdom, your thoughts are not our thoughts. Your ways are not our ways. As we listen to the scriptures, stir our hearts and minds with the Holy Spirit so that we understand your desire for the world and resolve to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen. In sharing the good news portion of our worship, here are some announcements. VBS will be offered again this year, but in different form. It'll be a take-home bucket. And please look on our website or in our bulletin for more information, and more information will probably come. You may be asked to volunteer to help put the buckets together. Also, two wedding dates have been planned and set. Pray for those planning for each of these, that they go well. More information is in the bulletin. But here are the people involved, Heidi Martins and Marlon Weber, and Brad Bergen to Rachel Rendick. And we pray that their plans move ahead and they find ways to work with the COVID realities. Also, the church now has updated its web connectivity thanks to Stephen and the trustees. Also, we will be installing repeaters so we have better connectivity throughout the facilities. So here is an invitation to the offering. The church continues to appreciate your generosity toward our church needs, as well as your generosity towards the organizations that depend on us sharing our wealth. Let's pray. God demonstrates such great generosity in response to our needs and requests. We are much loved. Let us share God's love with others in the presentations of our tithes and offering. Gracious God, we offer you what we have, at least a part of it, thankful that your love is overflowing. Bless these gifts with your love so that their goodness will overflow to meet the needs of those who cry out to you and to us. For Christ's sake, amen. Then in your bulletin will be listed three scriptures. We won't be reading the Genesis one. I encourage you to read that on yourself. Read that yourself. But let's listen to the words from Mark. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many of them who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. But by this time it was late in the day, so that his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. At this time, we welcome Eileen, who most of us know. It's MCC's 100th year anniversary this year. And many of us have been influenced by MCC. Many of us have helped the work of MCC in a variety of ways, including the local Lanigan Thrift Store. And we just appreciate this time with Eileen, looking at scripture, hearing a review a little bit of MCC, also hearing what MCC has been doing. And we pray that there's another good 100 years. Welcome, Eileen.
Greetings from MCC to the North Star Church community. My name is Eileen Clausen-Ham, and I serve as Executive Director for MCC in Saskatchewan. And as we live through these COVID days, I am grateful that we have technological tools which allow us to be connected even when we cannot gather face to face. I welcome conversation about anything regarding MCC, and you will find contact information for me in the script available on the church website. At MCC, we were planning for the year 2020 with much excitement. This is our centennial, our 100th birthday. In January, we began our celebrations with the Great Winter Warm-Up, and I know that several of you participated, along with thousands of others across North America, creating more than 9,000 comforters to share around the world. And then came COVID-19. This isn't the year of celebration that we envisioned as we approached 2020. However, it is turning into a year that is demonstrating the generosity and creativity and perseverance of the many thousands of people who make up the MCC community, here and in 52 other countries. The coronavirus is also teaching us, reminding us, that we are so very interconnected with each other all around the world. I'm going to share my screen so that you can see some images. Like any 100-year-old, MCC has been witness to so many world events, including other pandemics, and also generational and technological changes. We've celebrated beautiful births and grieved tremendous losses. We've experienced some aches and pains, some regrets and mistakes, and we've had so many opportunities to share God's love and compassion in the name of Christ. This is our mission statement. It's a reminder of who we are and who we want to be together. Owned by you and other Anabaptist churches, supported by many more. If someone asks me, what does MCC do? I could answer what North Star Mennonite Church at Drake does. We financially support partners in 53 countries to carry out activities like education projects and water security projects like this one in Nepal. We invest in food and food security development projects with Canadian Food Grains Bank because we're people of the land and the smell of healthy earth in our nostrils makes us want everyone in the world to be well fed. We send our own people to be service workers and SALT participants, to walk alongside church and community partners around the world, because we believe that together with people unlike ourselves, we will learn how to build healthy and peaceable communities. We collect school kits and relief kits and sew comforters with our hands for people we may never meet, because we hold this crazy notion that if we pour our love into these physical gifts, the people who receive them will know in some small way that they're not forgotten. They're not alone, even when they're facing displacement and great uncertainty. This is our board chair, Dan Siebert, in a hospital in North Korea late last year. We resell, reuse, repurpose our clothes and furniture and tools and give all kinds of volunteer time and money to support our thrift shops because we've learned over the decades that these shops become community spaces where we learn to know each other and where dollar by dollar we transform t-shirts and dresses and lamps and picnic blankets into funds for health clinics and trauma recovery workshops here in Lebanon, and peace clubs here in Zambia, and home reconstruction after earthquakes We put on fun festival events like the relief sale and cook thousands of ramekin, sausage, and gallons of schmumfat because we enjoy working together for a shared vision of a world where basic human needs are met and we can work together toward peace and justice. We support refugee families coming to Canada, walking alongside them as they enter our education and health and employment systems, listening to their stories and sharing our own, crying and laughing together as we recognize our common hopes and dreams. What does MCC do? We do what North Star Mennonite Church people do, sharing God's love and compassion for all in the name of Christ. We are so grateful for your generous partnership in this global ministry. Why do we do these things? I'm going to offer three reasons this morning, using three scriptures as starting points. The first reason is our origin story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the light and the darkness, the waters and the sky, the land and the plants, the sun and moon and stars and seasons, the birds and the fish, the animals and the humans. And God saw everything, and it was very good. This story, at the very beginning of the Bible, frames our understanding of the world and of God and of all the stories and invitations that follow. The world has a creator. That creator God is interested, not only in humans, but in light, water, land, stars, trees, fruit, birds, cattle, and fish. The created world bears the imprint and likeness and presence of the creating God. The created world is interconnected. We all breathe the same air and drink the same water and catch the same viruses. The created world is God's world and is good and is full of God's love and abundant goodness. The creation story is one of the foundational stories that shapes our MCC ministry together. We are moved to act by God's love, the love that created the world, that continues to create in the world, the love present in people everywhere, created in God's image. There are incredible stories unfolding in our created world every day. Some of them are beautifully generous, reflecting the goodness of creation. Some are horrifyingly violent and ugly. Many stories are full of anxiety and unknowns, like the spread of the coronavirus through countries and communities. In the midst of these stories, just like 100 years ago in South Russia, where people were starving, we are called to be the church. What does it mean to be the church in our world that is both created in goodness and is also full of broken stories? This is Reverend Nasser, pastor of the National Presbyterian Church of Aleppo in Syria. When Aleppo was under siege, Christians and Muslims died defending each other's places of worship. Reverend Nasser says, "This shows how we are living together and how we are suffering together. During the crisis, people forgot about just their religion and remembered one thing. We are all human beings." The building of Nasser's church was destroyed in the siege of 2012. Yet through the siege, church members continue to worship and to reach out to the community around them. Today, Nasser's congregation continues to distribute monthly cash allowances and shipments of blankets, hygiene kits, and warm clothes from MCC, coordinated by the Fellowship of Middle East Evangelical Churches. This image is an example of a kind of Japanese artwork called Kintsugi. It is the art of repairing broken pottery with gold. The mended piece is believed to be more beautiful, more valuable, stronger, because it has been transformed through suffering. The damage is actually made more visible by filling the cracks with gold. Something that has a history, has suffered damage, can become more beautiful. Sharp shards can become beautiful and treasured if they're cared for. In so many ways, this speaks to the activities that we have been able to do together over the decades through the presence of MCC. Together, we have been glinting gold. We ourselves are wounded people, broken in various ways, but also mended, healed, and full of grace. Together, we've seen glinting gold in others. In Matthew 25, Jesus speaks about the least of these, the hungry, the thirsty, the strangers, the incarcerated ones, and invites us to see his face in their faces. And we have, again and again, seen beauty in pain. We've seen Jesus. We stand with the least of these because that's where we belong. The world may be broken, but it's also our beautiful home, and God is here with us. Love is here with us, loose in the world, flinging hope around. Our second scripture story this morning from Mark is the only story of Jesus that is recorded in all four of the Gospels. It must be significant. We often call it the feeding of the 5,000, though that might be a bit of a misnomer because the number only refers to the men. With the women and children, there may have been 15 or 20,000 people. Let's look at the story. The story begins with an invitation to rest. Jesus invites his disciples to a quiet place, a solitary place. They've been pouring themselves out, haven't even had a chance to eat. Does that ever happen to you? Jesus knows the importance of the rhythms of work and rest, of renewal and service. But in this story, the retreat is short-lived because the crowds followed. And I love what it says in verse 34. Jesus had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. That word, compassion, it's a beautiful word and a powerful word. The root meaning of that Greek word is gut reaction. Compassion means you would do anything for someone. It means you're all in. Jesus' head may have been calculating some minutes for sleep, but his gut, his heart, is with the people. The heart doesn't calculate. You can't dabble in compassion. So sit with this for a bit. Jesus had compassion on these people. Jesus still has compassion on people. Our Creator is a compassionate God, and we are the object of this compassion. God is all in for us, for you, for all of us. Let that feed your soul. And maybe we also need to be reminded of the power of compassion in our own lives. If God has put someone or something on your heart, give yourself to that. Compassion is one of the clearest signs of God at work. Back to the story, which is taking on more urgency now. A massive crowd has gathered. It's getting late, and the people are hungry. And Jesus says, give them something to eat. Well, the disciples start calculating. We'd have to work for a year to feed the crowd. But Jesus isn't interested in calculations. He isn't interested in what they do not have. He wants to work with what they do have. How many loaves do you have? Go and see. 5 loaves and 2 fish. More than just bread, they're learning about the mystery of God's abundant compassion. There's always something more if you are willing to look for it. And now the miracle happens. 5 loaves plus 2 fish divided by thousands of people equals 12. This is the math of God's compassion. It's the economics of God's kingdom. The final beautiful touch of this story is the leftovers. 12 baskets. The baskets mentioned here are small personal baskets, containers, that Jewish men were known for always having with them, kind of like backpacks for school children. The story ends with this little tidbit, that each of the 12 disciples who had worked for so long, who had been hungry and tired when this started, and then just kept on working to serve others, each of these guys got their fill of the meal too. There's enough for everyone. God's creation and compassion is enough. As we look back over the 100 years of ministry in MCC, we humbly recognize so many moments of God abundantly providing enough as God works with what we do have. I'm going to start sharing my screen again. Some of you have probably heard me tell this story before, but I find it such a profound one. This is Fawzia, who is an ethnic Yazidi woman in Iraq. They're a religious minority who've been targeted by ISIS and have moved out of fear for their lives. Fawzia is a participant in an MCC-supported beekeeping project. She received 5 bee boxes several years ago and now has more than 16 bee boxes which provide her livelihood. And not only that, she has taken 2 displaced families, 25 people in total, into her home. When asked why she was willing to set aside so much of her home, her answer is simple. Where would they go if I don't accept them? Loaves and fishes. Compassionately sharing food and shelter with others created in the image of God on this good earth. This is our scripture card at MCC for this centennial year, from 2 Corinthians 5, which is our third scripture for this morning. The Apostle Paul wrote these letters to the new Christians in Corinth almost 2,000 years ago. The group, interestingly enough, is made up of both Jewish and Greek converts to Christianity, 2 communities that didn't logically interact. The Jews prided themselves on their religious group identity, and the Greeks just naturally knew that they were superior to everyone else. But all these folks had somehow become intrigued with the gospel of Jesus Christ, which Paul says is calling them to reconciliation across divides. Now today, some Christians have put Paul in a pretty small box and insist on interpreting his words about reconciliation within an individual spiritual realm, as though his concern is only for our eternal souls and not for our everyday lives in this very real and complex world. But when we look at Paul's words within his own historical context, we can see how courageously Paul is challenging the political and social structures of his time. Paul has experienced the Spirit of God moving and making deep connections across differences. The church is to be a witness to a beloved community which crosses and challenges lines of race and class and gender. Everyone is invited. Everyone can belong. One of the Mennonite congregations in Germany runs the Peace House, which supports refugees. Women from this congregation, together with Muslim women refugees, are forming friendships and quilting together, making blankets, which MCC then sends to Syria, where these women are from. When the COVID outbreak began in northern Saskatchewan, the Office of the Treaty Commissioner put out a call for handmade masks to share among northern communities. Randy Clausen, our Indigenous Neighbors staff person, put out a call to our blanket makers and sewers. And within 2 weeks, we had 1,500 masks to share with northern communities. Refugee sponsorship and newcomer settlement create new communities with an amazing diversity of languages and cultures, as you at Drake know well. This photo is from our summer day camp last year, because we can't do it this year. This day camp is called Raise the Peace, which is intended to give children opportunities to build peace skills together across quite an array of differences, to build communities of compassion and reconciliation. As we look forward to MCC's second century of ministry, may we continue to build strong relationships beyond ourselves, creating compassionate and gentle spaces. And like the children, it won't always be perfect, but it will always have the potential to witness to God's spirit of amazing goodness and reconciliation. These words of reconciliation from Paul continue to be a really radical message today in our own divided up world. Boundaries and borders created by people will crumble when the Spirit of God blows through our lives and our world. Our small lives are redeemed into a large and expansive story of God's grace for all. So let's not be afraid. It's God's world, and God is making all of us new. For more stories from MCC, I invite you to join us for our monthly webinar series, featuring a wide variety of stories from projects around the world. Each month, we explore a new topic, ranging from the impacts of our material resources to how MCC is responding to COVID-19. Experts in the field give us behind-the-scenes experience, sharing their own stories. You're welcome to register for upcoming webinars and browse through past recordings. On Wednesday this week, we heard from our colleagues in South Sudan. And if you're missing the opportunity to support MCC through the annual relief sale, we've cooked up something unique for this year called Go 100 to encourage creative fundraising for families, individuals, and church communities, and to help us replace some revenue lost with the temporary closure of our thrift shops. Check it out. Friends, this is God's created world, and it is good. And in this good and broken world, we're invited to receive and offer compassion and reconciliation. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Creator and creating God, we give you thanks for this good day and for this beautiful church community in Drake. In these pandemic days, we are made more aware of our global interconnectedness, and we invite your spirit to accompany us as we find creative ways to continue to reach out to vulnerable people here and around the world. Even as we physically distance, we hear your call to share our loaves and fishes with all who need sustenance. Even as we care for our families and communities, we hear your call to reach across borders and barriers, perhaps now virtually or financially, to build caring relationships. Be with us today and this week as we live out our days as your followers. May your grace and peace be our guide. Amen.
Let's now move to our prayer time. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for Gail's creative leadership. We pray that the VBS will go well. We pray that it helps some families with some activities for their children, but also that your word, your hope, gets shared in the materials that are shared. We also pray for the families involved in these two weddings. It's a little different because of COVID, but we thank you for the young couple's lives. We pray that you be with them in this decision and as they move ahead with their lives. And we thank you for MCC, Mennonite Central Committee. Thank you, Jesus, for sustaining them for 100 years. It's incalculable how many people have been supported and influenced over this time through all the different focuses MCC has. And it's an awful lot of people have been involved in supporting it in all kinds of ways and working with it and for it. So we thank you for this. From its various projects around the world to its work on peace to its supporting and working with a whole variety of agencies around the world. But maybe, Jesus, the most beneficial result of its work is its impact on North American followers of Jesus, who gain understanding of people around the world through their working abroad and connecting to people from many countries. This has changed the life of the Mennonite Church, I know, and we thank you for that, Jesus. May you continue to develop and encourage and protect Mennonite Central Committee for the next 100 years. We pray for the health and safety as our province and Canada and places around the world are opening up. May everyone listen and take the steps needed to not only keep themselves safe, but everyone around them stay healthy. May we truly be neighbors to each other far and near. And we thank you for the articles in the recent Canadian Mennonite that talk about wearing masks and loving your neighbors. And just a variety of really good articles that touch on COVID and where we are at as a world, but also as Canadian society. God, who is full of kindness and love, hear our prayers for the world, for one another and for ourselves, for this congregation and for the church around the world, that we may be faithful and courageous in the face of all the challenges that arise day by day. Lord, have mercy. Hear our prayer. And I welcome you to stop the video so that you can take your time in praying for each of these prayer focuses. So hear our prayer, Jesus. We pray for mercy, justice, understanding, and peace in relationships between nations, that in this time of anxiety about the future, there will still be generosity for all in need and generosity toward each other. Lord, have mercy. Hear our prayer. And we remember those who work in fields and forests, in mines and offices, in hospitals, schools, and shops. And for those who cannot find work, that as the economy reorganizes, all who do work will be fairly treated, and those seeking work will not lose hope. Lord, have mercy. Hear our prayers. And we remember those who travel by land, air, and on water, and for those on vacation taking time to explore your creation, that as we recover from the pandemic, we will remember to cherish the earth and treat it wisely. Lord, have mercy. Hear our prayers. And we hear a lot about school reopening. So we lift up our teachers and students for schools, colleges, and universities who plan for a new season of learning in this challenging time. That creativity and commitment will lead to discoveries about the world you love and truth rooted in your wisdom. And we particularly pray for protection, regardless of what the school systems choose to do. Lord, have mercy. Hear our prayers. And we lift up again those in danger and need, for the sick and the dying, the poor and the oppressed, for those standing against injustice, and for those still at risk from COVID-19. Lord, have mercy. Hear our prayer. And we pray for those closest to us, for friendships that have stood the test of many years, and for those who love us enough to tell us the truth about ourselves, that they may know our love and appreciation. Lord, have mercy. Hear our prayer. Now let's pray together the words that Jesus taught us, summing up our spoken and unspoken prayers this day. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Just some closing words. This, between the pandemic and then the racism issues and the economic issues, Jesus, folks, we're being challenged to rethink, learn, to be sensitive to new information, to new ways of thinking. We don't know how the pandemic will end or affect us long term. There's more and more writing on that, but no one really knows. We also know, even with good decisions, there's unintended consequences. Some of those are good, and some of those are not so good. We just know that from experience. So in many respects, I think we are being called to learn, to be learners again. As you know, it's not that we haven't been learning, but life is a learning process. And it's not just learning for facts and information. It's learning what God wants. It's learning how we are to love our neighbor. So here's the benediction taken from various verses from the Apostle Paul. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may have one with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you all have a good week. God bless.